Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
Well, it's the snow's melting.
You know what? People's attitudes and are totally changed. Right. The fact is, we've got good markets and we've got good weather. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's like angels singing in our world.
There you go. I like that. That's fantastic.
No, it has. It is good. We got a good show today. We're going to talk a little bit about how do you know if you're retiring because of burnout or because you're ready to transition. We have a lot of conversations with people, and the motivation for is not always clear.
And I've had burnout week. People I've been meeting this week have been saying to me they're just tired. They're done.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we got to get that whole view from a psychologist to say, you know, how do you handle this type of stuff?
Right.
Right?
Yeah, because it has implications on why you're leaving, what you're transitioning to, how you're transitioning, all of those things. So we're going to talk about that today.
And Dave, you know, we normally talk about global macroeconomic pieces. Rarely do we come to the local level.
Right.
And I think there's some topics that have been coming up in the city of Calgary that we want to address. So let's talk about the financial health of Calgary.
Right. And we know unemployment. And I mean, we've been through a long period of time here. So I think let's look local.
Yeah. You're going to be a new homeowner shortly.
Yep.
That means your property taxes are going up. You have no idea how much you have to pay, do you?
Well, no. I've got an idea. It's not good.
Yeah. I would suggest you change your shoe habit to pay property taxes.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. Right. Okay, thanks for that. I was great weather and great markets, and now I'm depressed.
I'm just giving you some recommendations and advice, my friend. That's all.
I need that psychologist now. okay, so let's talk about market stories this week. We just said that markets have been good. I mean, last week we did have some volatility. Now we're into a market again that's going higher.
Yeah, and so the news story that came out initially was all the Boeing and the grounding of the airline and the uncomfortable situation.
The 737s, right?
Yeah, and the whole conversation about these airlines and not knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and I had some conversations with people about how will this impact the market, the economy, and so forth. And And I think in a broader stroke, it's going to be a short-term pain, not a long-term pain. And so there's going to be some places where people are going to see an experience of you know, a negative viewpoint. But overall, I don't think this is very economically of an issue.
Yeah. What's interesting is that my numbers might be slightly off here, so don't hold me to the number. But the 737s are a significant portion of the global fleet.
Correct.
And so the grounding of that does have global implications. And you were called to do an interview this week, which I thought was interesting, right? In the sense that it is one company in a world where there are tens of thousands and millions of companies, right?
Yeah.
But it did have an impact on, obviously, the share price. It had an impact on exchange-traded funds, if you had an exchange-traded fund on the Dow, right, because it's a Dow component. So there are implications that people need to be worried about. But again, you have to make a decision if that's a short or long-term problem, whether or not you hold the position. So it was an interesting story. We got a bit of a push on Brexit. We're kicking the can down the road.
Yep.
Right? No resolution on China. We were worried about kind of China and trade and Brexit last week, and markets traded down. We've kicked the can down the road. Markets are going up. It's scaring people again.
Today, we're looking back at the week and we're saying, you know, Trump came out and said, oh, we should have a deal in 3 to 4 weeks from now with China. Brexit's going to be pushed off. Now, people don't know if it's 6 months or 6 years. That's the problem of when this deal is going to get taken care of. And are they going to go back to polls and so forth? So there's a lot of concern. What I found interesting about that whole Brexit thing was that the minute that vote happened on Thursday, we started seeing a change in the currency levels, British pound. British pound actually appreciated in value. I believe it was Friday as well we saw it tick up, even against the Canadian dollar. Yep. So I it's interesting to see what the currency market, which is the flow of capital going from one country to another, it's very interesting to see that kind of movement.
Well, and let's just
happen.
Address that. The currency market was saying this was a good thing. Right now, we don't know what's going to happen. We might be back at square one. We may have another referendum and they don't exit.
Yep.
Right? I mean, who knows? Who knows what this is? 3 years of work. Basically starting over.
Anybody who's gone through a very difficult divorce
can
empathize with this situation.
Right?
They can understand it because you're pretty much thinking it's going to be done, and then all of a sudden something changes, and now it's going to take a little bit longer. So this is a divorce coming out of the European Union. It's the same thing. Yeah. The only problem is you've got 21 partners.
Yeah.
Not just one.
Right? Yeah, that sounds complicated. Yeah. And again, it might end in a reconciliation. We don't know.
Who knows?
Right? Yeah. We don't know. So let's just talk about that because there's these we're talking about Brexit today, Faisal. We're talking about China-US today. But take out those particular topics. Fast forward 18 months. might still be talking about those two things. go forward for 3 years. There's something else, right? Insert other problem.
Correct.
And I think it it becomes important.
Which is interesting because I had a conversation with a client who said, Faisal, there's so much negativity in the world today.
Right.
I don't think it's a good time to be invested.
Right.
And I said to him, can you go back in history when you saw a 12-month period where there wasn't negativity?
Right.
And that should have been the only day we should have invested.
Right, yeah.
There's always going to be negativity.
Right. It's the news versus noise cycle that we talk about and the fundamentals.
And we gravitate as humans to negative news versus positive opportunity.
Right. Because we're way more sensitive to risk.
Yeah.
Right? Behavioral finance.
Fear takes over more than greed.
Right. And that drives bad decisions. And we've talked about this. And we're going to talk about this forever and a day because it's something we've got to be constantly reminded of. Now, here's the other – let's go on the other side of the coin here because people have made changes to their portfolios. And now these are good markets, right? And they're continuing to go. And the fundamentals continue to improve, assuming that we get some resolution on some of these things over time. When you get back in, what do you do? So the strategy piece, which we talk about all the time, becomes important.
Yep.
Okay. You're going to have volatility. You can't insulate yourself from volatility if you're going to be in the stock market. We call it systemic risk. It's just there.
Yep.
So people have to find a balance, right? They have to find the point, what we call the asset allocation, that allows them to stay fully invested through the ups and downs. Because you don't know when they're coming. I had a tremendous amount of good feedback on that show that we did when we talked about market timing.
Yes.
I had lots of people call me and say, can you send me that stuff so I can remind myself, right, how thin a margin it is when we get – nobody cares about the up days. We all love those, but people freak out about the down days.
Correct.
So the strategy here, again, if you're reloading your portfolio with riskier assets, things like stocks, as the market's moving up, okay, you need to understand you're adding risk, right? What we should be doing is we should be buying on lows like you love to do. And we should be selling into highs, not going the other way, right? Behavioral finance takes us into that problem.
So the problem is not knowing if this is a high or not yet.
Can
highs go higher?
Sure they
Absolutely
can.
They
That's
can.
Right. Only right. history tells us, right?
And so I think where we have to come back to is fundamentals. And I had a conversation with a client of ours, Dave, who was asking me a lot about, well, why don't you get in at when things are moving up and get out when things are going down? Mm-hmm. And that's market timing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very difficult to time the market. And in fact, even the best investors around the world don't market time.
Mm-hmm.
What they look at is fundamentals. And so coming back to this whole Brexit, US, China, these are things that could impact fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
And if they impact fundamentals, then you make an investment thesis based on that.
Right.
And be humble enough to know you can be wrong.
Yeah.
And have a strategy that if you're wrong and it's worse than what you thought, and have a strategy if it's better than what you thought. And that will protect you. You're not going to be 100% protected. You're not going to be able to time this thing correctly 100% of the time.
Yeah. Now, there might be those technicians that are listening to us right now in the car yelling at the radio.
And if they're humble enough to know their practice and their discipline, they know they can't be right 100% of the time.
I agree. But here's the point is I'm going to say the fundamental mistake that's being made here, particularly for groups that are transitioning to living in retirement, is the different goals and the timelines. Like the suitability of investments and the structure of a portfolio becomes really important. So how do you protect yourself against the ups and downs is you have different buckets.
Correct.
Right? This is why we keep harping on this idea of different buckets. Right.
This is the solution to the problem in retirement.
Right.
And so when you're looking through that, you need to kind of see how it works. Now, we have a seminar that we do every month.
Yep.
We do two sessions now every month because of the demand.
Yep.
Some people can't make it to a seminar.
Right.
So I want you to have a copy of our book.
Okay.
So if you are unable to make our seminar, can't make it for whatever reason, you're more than welcome to get a free copy of our book.
Right.
So just go to morethanmoneyradio.com and ask for a complimentary copy of our book. We can give you an ebook, meaning you can get it through a PDF, or you can get the actual hard copy of our book. So those of you who want to attend our seminar, who are able to come out on Tuesday, March 26th, 8:30 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary, you need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400, 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, enough said about that. Don't go away, because after this break, we're going to talk about Calgary's financial health. You'll want to hear about this. You're on 770 CHQR. And More Than Money.